Midnight Special Concert from 1946, Saturday evening, December the 21st, Calypso at Midnight on the Big Band Swing Show.
In this ultra-modern, fast-paced atomic age, it's nice to have the nostalgic music of Big Band Swings.
Turn it over to the curator of the show, Alan Lomax.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. People's Songs is happy to welcome you to the fourth evening of the Midnight Special, where we're bringing you the folk songs of both continents. Tonight, it's the music from a small island. It's music that's spread out almost like atomic energy from Buenos Aires to New York City. The music of the Calypsonians. A music that's sung in a sort of a translation from the French into English. That's about the only way you can put it. It's got streaks of African in it. It's got stripes of Spanish. It's got little elements of French. But somehow it all gets sung in English, and it covers every subject under the sun. We're about to begin now. New York City, Times Square area, is about to be invaded by the Calypsonians.
Candy talk them Calypsonian making an invasion. They don't know it's a tough situation.
Willie.
I hear that rum and cola is the big illusion.
Willie.
Oh, but the Yankee dollar is the main attraction.
Willie.
So you better tell them to ask Duke of Iron.
Willie.
Otherwise it may be ruination.
Willie,
Willie, Willie, Willie, Willie, Manny Manuel.
Strong and then nearly break me down.
Willie, Willie.
But tell the world I'm a hero in the tongue.
Willie, Willie.
Yes, I make me name and I come from Port of Spain.
Willie, Willie.
And I will sing me calypso on the radio.
Willie, Willie.
Willie, 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 Willie.
Calypsonia making an invasion.
Willie, Willie.
Give the Duke of Iron a big hand. Take a bow, Duke. It's the Duke of Iron. Since it may be a little hard for some of you to get all the words, we're going to start off with a sort of a primer in Calypso with the songs that you probably have heard. Three familiar tunes. The first one is Stone Cold Dead in the Market. It's going to be sung by Macbeth the Great, otherwise known as Patrick MacDonald. Mr. Macbeth.
He's stone cold dead in the market. He's stone cold dead in the market. Well, if he's stone cold dead in the market, I ain't kill nobody but me husband.
Stone cold dead in the market. Stone cold dead in the market.
Well, if he's
stone cold dead in the market, I ain't kill nobody but a husband.
Well, look, I lash him with the pot and the frying pan. I lick him with the pot and the frying pan. Well, if I lick him with the pot and the frying pan, and if I kill him, he had it coming. Oh,
he's stone cold dead in the market. Stone cold dead in the market.
Well, look,
stone cold dead in the market.
Last night I went out drinking. When I came home, he gave me a beating. Believe me, friends, I doesn't care if they set me down on the electric chair. Oh, Lord, look how he's
stone cold dead in the market. Stone cold dead in the market. Stone cold dead in the market. I killed nobody but the husband.
Oh, look, the family, they swearing to kill me. The family, they swearing to kill me. Well, look, the family swearing to kill me. And if I kill him, he had it coming. Oh, if he's
stone cold dead in the market. Stone cold dead in the market. He's stone cold dead in the market. I kill nobody but the husband.
Oh, pain dead, he's stone dead. Pain dead, he's stone dead. And if pain dead, he's stone dead. And if I kill him, he's my husband.
Oh, stone cold dead in the market, child. Stone cold dead in the market.
Oh, look,
stone cold dead in the market. I kill nobody but my husband.
There is one thing that I ensure. The vagabond, he cannot beat me no more. So I catch up the rolling pin and I walk on his head till I bash it in. Oh, Lord, look how he's
stone cold dead in the market, child. Stone cold dead.
Oh, the vagabond is
stone cold dead in the market.
I kill nobody but my husband.
Macbeth. Macbeth, what's that instrument that you have there?
Oh, well, this is known as a Trinidadian harp.
Well, how do you go about making a Trinidadian harp, Macbeth?
Well, the first thing, you have to visit the grog shop and get the bottle. Then you get the contents in the bottle and you disperse with that. And you sound it, and if it don't sound right, you go back and get the other one. Until you get the right song. So if you have one here for me to try out, I will be only too glad to do it for you.
Now we're going to hear another oldie from the Duke of Iron. It's going to be Ugly Woman. And Duke, step up and tell us a little bit about where Calypso comes from and what Calypso means and how you got started singing Calypso before.
Well, to your first question, where it comes from, Calypso comes from only one place, and that is the island of Trinidad, British West Indies. It's a traditional thing. It's so old that all I can tell you about that part is just what was handed down to us from the older people, and we pass it along to the younger ones, and so on. It was being done first by, let us say, the slaves there working in the fields and so on. That's one theory, and I think that's about the soundest one that I've gotten, trying to search up for all the details, you know. And they used to sing these songs to each other and rib each other. Rival groups would be working, you know, different places, and this one would kid them about their shortcomings and so on in song. And that was the beginning of it. It was done not in English at that time, because it wasn't English in those days. It was a sort of a African, French, and Spanish combination mix-up. But now, since everything is English in Trinidad, why, we do it in English, because that's what they're teaching in schools now. And the younger ones, we want them to know, so we have to swing it over. And that is the answer to your second question. About the ugly woman, that is just a theory of a particular person saying that, saying that if you want to be happy, you should never marry a woman prettier than you are. Marry one uglier than you are, and you're sure to be happy. Now, some people just don't like to be happy, so they take a woman prettier. But if you want to be happy, you take uglier one. Ugly woman!
Thank you.
Now if you want to be happy living a king's life, never make a pretty woman your wife. You want to be happy living a king's life, never make a pretty woman your wife. All you got to do is just what I say, then you will be jolly, happy, and gay. So from a logical point of view, you better love a woman uglier than you. Well, a pretty woman make her husband look small, and very often cause his downfall. As soon as she marry there and then she start to do the things that would ache his heart. And when you think that she's belonging to you, boy, she's calling somebody else doo-doo. So from a logical point of view, you better love a woman uglier than you. But if you make an ugly woman your wife, you can be sure you'll be happy in all your life. For she will never do things in a funny way to allow the neighbors to have anything to say. And she wouldn't disregard her husband at all by exhibiting herself to Peter and Paul. So from a logical point of view, you better love a woman uglier than you. An ugly woman give you your meals in time, and she always try to make you happy in mine. At nights when you lay down in your cozy bed, she will coax, caress you and scratch your head, and she'll begin to love you like a little baby and call you sweet names like sugar daddy. So from a logical point of view, you better love a woman.
Every time I hear that march from Lohengrin, I am always on the outside looking in. Maybe that is why I see the funny side when I see a fallen brother take a bride. Weddings make a lot of people sad, but if you're not the groom, it's not so bad. Another bride, another June, another sunny honeymoon, another season, another reason for making whoopee. A lot of shoes, a lot of rice. The groom is nervous, he answers twice. It's really killing that he's so willing to make whoopee. Picture a little love nest down where the roses cling. Picture the same sweet love nest. Think what a year can bring. He's washing dishes and baby clothes. He's so ambitious, he even sews. But don't forget, folks, that's what you get, folks, for making whoopee. Another year, or maybe less. What's this I hear? Well, can't you guess? She feels neglected, and he's suspected of making whoopee. She sits alone most every night, He doesn't phone or even write. He says he's busy, but she says, is he? He's making whoopee. He doesn't make much money, $5,000 per. Some judge who thinks he's funny says you pay $6 to her. He says, now judge, suppose I fail. The judge says, but right into jail. You'd better keep her. You'll find it's cheaper than making whoopee.
Wah, wah. Eddie Cantor to Duke Ellington. Duke Ellington on Big Band Swings.
Thank you.
Fletcher Henderson leading the guys, including that was Edgar Sampson on Violin from 1931. Looking sharp tonight. I appreciate you. From 88.7 FM, dressing up with top hat, white tie, and tails, Fred Astaire.
Polishing my nails, I'm stepping out, my dear, to breathe an atmosphere that simply reeks with class. And I trust that you'll excuse my dust when I step on the gas. For I'll be there, putting down my top hat, mussing up the white tie, dancing in my tail. Mussing up my white tie, dancing in my tails, putting down my top hat, mussing up my white tie, dancing in my tails, putting down my top hat.
Here's Lewis Russell and Saratoga's Drag.
Thank you.
Abodeo-do, Abodeo-do-do, Betty Boop.
She's Betty Boop, isn't she cute? We'll introduce Miss Betty Boop, a poodle dog can go whoop-whoop-whoop, as all doggies do. But a poodle dog can go whoop-whoop-whoop, like Betty Boop can do. A Jersey cow can go moo-moo-moo, all the long day through. But a Jersey cow can go whoop-whoop-whoop, like Betty Boop can do. This gal has got a lot that's hot, she needs a spell that's clinging. And any time and anywhere you can hear this lady singing. An auto horn can go beep, beep, beep down the avenue. But an auto horn can boop-boop-a-doop like Betty Boop can do. A hot cornet can go sounding hot and blue. But a hot cornet can boop-boop-a-doop like Betty Boop can do. A saxophone can go playing all night through. But a saxophone can like Betty Boop can do. This little miss will never miss a chance for vocal tuning. And any time and anywhere you can hear this lady crooning. A kettle drum can go, that's no news to you. But a kettle drum can like Betty Boop can do.
Kind of disappointed though she didn't. Just a male chorus. Mills, Blue Rhythm Band, Savage Rhythm. Thank you. Big band swings and piano work now from George Gershwin doing Wonderful und Funny Face. Louis Armstrong, Tanks a Million.
dance, ballerina, dance, and do your pirouette in rhythm with your aching heart. Dance, ballerina, dance, you mustn't once forget a dancer has to dance the part. Whirl, ballerina, whirl, and just ignore the chair that's empty in the second row. This is your moment, girl, although he's not out there applauding as you steal the show. Once you said his love must wait its turn, you wanted fame instead. I guess that's your concern. We live and learn, and love is gone, ballerina gone. So on with your career, you can't afford a backward glance. Dance on and on and on. A thousand people here have come to see the show as round and round you go. So ballerina dance, dance, dance. Guess that's your concern. We live and learn, and love is gone, ballerina gone. So on with your career, you can't afford a backward glance. Dance on and on and on. A thousand people here have come to see the show. There's round and round you go, so ballerina dance. Dance, dance.
Buddy Clark. Cy Oliver does The Melody Man.
I'm the melody man. I can drive. drive your blues away. Boy, you'll get happy when you hear me play. Oh, yes, I can. I'm the melody man. Sweet tunes, hot tunes, blue melodies, they're all the same to me. Gonna ride them, gonna riff them, gonna swing them, so help me. Once you heard me, you will know. Be it good, bad, hot, sweet, fast, or slow, that's the melody man. Whoa, the melody man.
Liza Morrow, backed by Benny Goodman, and they'll do Symphony. In the night, you ever get those? Woody Herman.
Mama done told me when I was a knee pants. My mama done told me, son, a woman of sweet talk and give it a big eye. But when that sweet talking's done, a woman's a two-face, a worrisome thing who'll leave you to sing the blues in the night. Now the rains are falling, hear the train a-calling, hooey.
My mama done told me.
Hear that lonesome whistle blowing across the trestle, hooey.
My mama done told me.
A-hooey da hooey. Oh, clickety-clacks a-echoing back the blues in the night. Just a Mobile, from Memphis to St. Joe, wherever the fall winds blow. I've been in some big towns and heard me some big talk, but there is one thing I know. A woman's a two-face, a worrisome thing who'll leave you to sing the blues in the night.
Sure.
Folks are dumb where I come from. They ain't had any learning. Still they're happy as can be, doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally.
Folks like us could never fuss with schools and books and learning. Still we've gone from A to Z, doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally.
You don't have to know how to read or write when you're out with a fella in the pale moonlight. You don't have to look in a book to find what he thinks of the moon and what is on his mind. That comes naturally.
That comes naturally.
My uncle out in Texas can't even write his name. He signs his checks with X's and they cash them just the same. Grandpa Dick was always sick but never saw a doctor. He just died at 93 doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally.
His shack and now he plays with matches. He'll collect, just wait and see, doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally.
Uncle Paul heard someone call when he just had two deuces. He wound up with aces three, doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally. You don't have to go to a private school not to turn up your bustle to a stubborn mule. You don't have
got to have a professor's dome, not to go for the honey when the bee's at home.
That comes naturally.
That comes naturally.
A nice young man named Harry is stuck on Sister Flo. She'd like to marry Harry, but his wife won't let him go. If you saw my Pa and Ma, you'd know they had no learning. Still, they raised a family doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally.
Doing what comes naturally.
A professor's dome. I got to remember that one. Donna Shore on the Big Band Swing Show. Bring down the curtain. Time to go. Thank you for joining us tonight. Stay tuned. More good programming on 88.7 FM, KRVS.org. I'm Lee Klein, Peter, man of the air chair. I'll be at toe.